This is Ray Hanania, and I hope you enjoy my podcast. For more information, visit www.rayhanania.com. Who is Rauner trying to fool? From the Southwest News Group, June 15, 2017. Last week, Republican Governor Bruce Rauner plagiarized a bill proposed by Democratic Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart to make it easier for low-level offenders to avoid having to pay bail to get out of jail pending trial. Of course, Dart's bill offered more substance that Rauner dropped, like adding another provision. Dart, who is much smarter than Rauner, figured that if low-level offenders who can't afford bond should be given a pass, then high-level offenders who can afford to make bail should face tougher restrictions. Let me say from the get-go that I am against doing anything to make it easier for any offender, low-level or high-level, to sidestep the judicial system. I'm not sure how many people have been the victim of theft, but I have, and it's nothing that should be taken lightly. But I don't believe Rauner cares about the issues involved here. He's pandering to a racial voter constituency. You see, high-powered consultants are probably telling Rauner that he can appeal to blacks and Hispanics, who in Cook County, which has a major influence on the state elections, have higher levels of contact with the judicial system and vote. These consultants are also telling Rauner that most of the poorest people who might be impacted by this are black and Hispanic too. Traditionally, blacks and Hispanics are core voters among the Democrats, but Rauner, a Republican, is hoping to play politics with their suffering and tragedy by pandering to them in the hopes that he can undermine the Democratic leadership in Springfield headed by Illinois House Speaker Michael J. Madigan. Rauner is so transparent. But when you stop to think about it, most voters will wonder, why is Rauner doing more to help criminals than he is doing to help honest, hardworking individuals who don't steal, use illegal drugs, drink while driving, or are involved in prostitution? Sure, let's make it easier for thieves, prostitutes, drunks behind the wheel, and drug users to get out of jail. Great. So what if they spend more time in jail because they can't afford bond waiting for a trial to determine their punishment? The extra time in jail might be good for them, providing them with shelter, food, and keeping them in a jail environment that, for the most part, doesn't allow them to use drugs. Well, we hope so anyway. Rauner was an easy win for governor the last round. He took on a weak accidental governor, Pat Quinn. Quinn failed because he abandoned those who supported his rise instead of believing his own press releases. Rauner didn't win that election for governor. Quinn lost it. So don't pretend, Mr. Rauner, that you can take the voters for granted or that they voted for you because they love you. They don't. Rauner is in the hot seat. No matter how many millions he has at his disposal, he hasn't come up with any ideas to strengthen the state economy or energize confidence in Illinois voters. Beating up on Madigan and Senate President John Cullerton doesn't cut it, and that's not leadership. The fact is that regardless of what you might think of Madigan and Cullerton, they are two individuals who have dedicated their lives to protecting the state, and this state's problems don't rest on their shoulders alone. That burden also rests on the shoulders of Rauner's allies, too. So Rauner, playing partisan politics and attacking Madigan and the state Democrats, is really an involuntary admission from Rauner that he has no idea what to do, except play the very politics he decries. How about not worrying about criminals, Mr. Rauner, and start worrying about the hardworking, good people in Illinois who are the vast majority of the state? Help them. Show some real leadership. Don't hide behind the cash you can dole out to win support. Quinn tried it. How did that work out? I'm Ray Hanania. Thanks for listening to my podcasts, which reflect my writings. I write about Middle East issues and mainstream American issues in several print newspapers, like the Arab News in Saudi Arabia and the Southwest News newspaper group in suburban Chicagoland. I also write for several online news websites, including thearabdailynews.com and suburbanchicagoland.com. Create a free icon on your mobile device for my podcast by visiting my podcast page at rayhananea.com, and keep up with my world by checking out the links there again at rayhananea.com. Thank you so much.